Happy birthday.
Radio.
Oh, God, I missed it again. I got to remember that they're going to say their little part. That's what happens when you don't have you don't have a soundboard. Happy Born Day. I'm going to call him Max today. This is Max Party 2020. I am your hostess. On October the 25th, 2020, it is 5:23 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I am still getting used to my Blog Talk Radio show. So join me as I am live, and then I'm going to, I think I've got another show that was started up. The problem was I tried to do it on my phone, my spare phone, and it is not updated. So they allowed me enough to create, and then they told me I had to download an update of Chrome browser, and so just over to here. So now I have a head-to-head Blog Talk Radio show trying to start. So forgive me if there's a blank one. I will go back and retrieve it and delete it if it's doing something somewhere in an alternative universe or something. But anyway, without further ado, what is this show about? Well, I want you to tone in and tune in to this show. If you need a life example, a real live example of living your best life beyond circumstances, and I'm sure we all can appreciate some tips to do that, I want you to join me as I join Coop. I'm calling him Max. I just gave him a name change. Max or Mac. He's more than one Mac. He's my friend. He's my soul star. He is also incarcerated in the South Central Correctional Center in Missouri. And when he calls me, then I am going to add him to the show. Surprise! And then when he comes home, and this terrible system that is horribly broken has been dismantled, then he'll get to hear the entire show. And at that point, I'll be set up a lot better. Because I would love to have this on video as well, but I did not prepare to the degree that the universe did not tell me, because the universe loves giving me pop quizzes and pop surprises. And I've learned to be instant in and out of season instead of giving excuses. And that's one of my first antidotes as I go into this is to start to prepare your life in such a way that allows you to, that allows you to be ready for practically anything. And if not materialistically, if not in the matter of resources, at least in the matter of attitude and behavior. Okay. So with that being said, let's take a look and jump right in, because this one is only a 15-minute show. So whenever he calls in, you guys will be here and ready. We'll keep setting the stage and hiding behind the proverbial microphone. And then when he calls, you know, I'll let you guys listen in. Okay, how does that sound? So this is a way to stay creative, stay well, stay happy as you change, or as your change comes, part of my description here. So 5 more minutes, what would I tell him if he were here right now? I would tell him, first of all, thank you for the sacrifices he has made, as we all have. We've just entered into the Libra, left the Libra season into the Scorpios. Hello, Scorpios and Libras. We've just tuned into those seasons, this cusp. A few days ago, we've just entered another retrograde, and communication is shaky and more challenged than ever during those times. But it's only an illusion, and it's something that we can fix for ourselves. So I will tell him thank you, because I have tried him and tested him for about 6 months now, a little bit more than 6 months. It's been since, what, April? It's not perfect. Actually 6 months. And I believe it was on the 25th. So happy birthday and happy anniversary, reunion. We were high school or post-high school sweetheart hearts. We both had very interesting lives going on. And again, we'll get into those stories as time progresses. But yeah, it says I'm late for my to start my next episode. So since this one is only another 3 minutes and 33 seconds and counting, then I'll get over there in a few minutes and maybe he'll be on that side. So I can't start the next episode yet. If I had it on the phone, I could. So if you're not familiar, Troubleshooting Your Life is another podcast that I have, and I'll find a way to upload it. It's time. And so again, as we go through our challenges this year, last year, beyond, getting a handle on how we assess what's happening for ourselves as we go through a lot of it collectively, but also very intimately on our own level. And so what I want to do is give you some keys and principles that I've used. I want to share them with you for you to take and try them in, see if they work for you. And if not, please feel free to share, forward, subscribe, comment, like, whatever be the case, whatever way that you can express yourself. And so this is kind of a preview and segue, and I'm counting down from 2 minutes. So I'll stop with this, or end with this prayer to all the incarcerated, to all those who may feel hopeless, may feel frustrated. I send you love. I send you peace. I send you humor to withstand the wiles of evil. And so, thank you for tuning in. I'll see you on the next episode as well. And I just want to tell you that someone is thinking of you, praying for you. I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know your situation. I know enough to know that this world is changing very rapidly, and I refused to not be a part of the positive change. And that takes a lot for us when we're going through our own personal battles and belief systems. As I wind this down, thank you wherever you may be, on the inside, on the outside, up on the rooftop, or in the basement of your life. Thank you for surviving, and now it's time to thrive. Hashtag go ask Val if you are interested and would like more information about contributing. If you have a Cash App, that'll be the easiest, quickest way to do that. $GOASKVAL. So that's go ask Val. I appreciate any and every amount. Thank you for being there. Thank you for persevering and not giving up on yourself, on me, on life, on love. Happy birthday to you. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Go ask Sal. Take care.